Blog Talk Radio.
We the voices behind the faith of the Hawaiian nation, the Hawaiian race. Rise for justice, the day has come for all our people to stand as one. E ala e, e ala e. Everybody, this is KP here. Hopefully you can hear me okay. There we go. I got all these little things I look at, volumes and stuff like that, and you know, what's going into Skype and this and that. And anyway, things are really moving along, and it's just been a magnificent day. Oh, that, by the way, is my tea timer beeper. And I've got a pretty neat tea here, anise and ground anise and a little bit of clove, and then I put a little bit of cardamom in it. So let's see what we got here. Oh yeah. Oh, that's nice. Just a tiny bit of cardamom. That's kind of neat. So anyway, we're starting off with talking about tea. You know, it's kind of like this is such an amazing time to be alive on this planet. And it's just, you know, especially those of us who have lived here more than, say, two decades. You know, I don't know if there's too many people who are listening here that are under two decades, but it's kind of like, you know, a lot of us have seen things going on, and we have seen that stuff has been, let's put it this way. We wouldn't exactly call it light work. It just seems like there's so much that's been happening. But the thing about it is that the consciousness of the planet is rising, and it continues to rise. And that's one reason I love to do these shows occasionally. The last one I did was about a week and a half ago. But, you know, the energy that comes in right now is so vibrant, and it's very much, I feel no sense of darkness or anything like that that's happening right now. People might view it a different way, but I can tell you one thing. The energies that are being supported are the vibrant energies. So, you know, it's really, you know, that's all I can say. Those types of energies are supported. The other types are not. And so anyone who's kind of involved with looking at the dark, looking at the negative, I mean, yes, there's stuff going on. You can still look at things in the shadows and look at things that maybe are not the way you'd like them to be. But, you know, if you view them from a point of light, from a point of, you know, with the outlook of looking up rather than, you know, saying, oh, my God, this stuff is coming down on me. I'm seeing a lot of this happen right now. And one of the things that's going on is that there's a I don't know, there's just been so much happening. I will say that something that really moved me, or you know, that really kind of boom hit very strongly with, you know, let me just go back a little bit through the blog today. All of this happened today. Mike Quincy had a deal, another post, which I hadn't posted, didn't post them last week, but there were quite a few points in there that really, really moved in my beingness. And one thing that I bolded here was that much is in place, ready to go ahead once the orders are given. And even now the activities of the dark ones are being curtailed to lessen their ability to cause delay. then there's more in that too, but that's the part I bolded. So then there was another post regarding Heather and the group that's working over there, and I did speak with Heather today, and all of her crowd that's over there in Knoxville, Tennessee, and they are really, you know, there's so much that's coming out. One of the important things was that she pointed out that somebody from the Federal Reserve showed up. And it's kind of like, it was like that was a very important one, that they showed up. You know, those people showing up means that they are, I won't say they're afraid, but they are aware that something really, you know, really, we'll say, oh my God, is going on. And they're aware that the whole system is being, this whole, I don't even know how to say it, but this whole level, this whole, you know, I'll call it a paradigm for lack of a better word, but this whole paradigm is, again, I think I've talked about this before or written about it. It's like it's all dissolving. This whole old paradigm, for lack of a better word, old, is dissolving. It's all dissolving. And that's as a result of the awakening consciousness. That's a result of so many of us who have been, you know, working through the energies, with the energies, in alignment with certain things and stuff and cosmic things going on. And then there's, you know, so-and-so is doing this and so-and-so is doing that. And then Heather's in Knoxville doing this. And you know, everybody's doing and being in a certain way at this moment. And we can also talk about the others, you know, the partners in contrast. And those would, currently, those would be, some would call them, you know, the Hillary Clinton, the Barack Obama, whatever that is. I don't even know what they are right now. But all these other players, they're playing this role. The players who come into court with Heather and all these others who are really have essentially 3 years ago completely dissolved all corporations and all governments in on the planet. It was that was all dissolved. That was back 2012 and 2013. And she was doing it according to the systems that have been in place. And it's really a, you know, the commerce system, and the whole thing is, you know, that's mind-blowing in and of itself. But now it's come around to a point where we have someone in the president's of the United States office, and I do believe he was kind of, yes, he chose to be here, but I also feel that there is a certain divine, or I won't call it divine, but some type of a higher appointment that has happened with him. And, of course, there's a great team that's around this person, and they are willing to take, let's put it this way. There are all sorts of teams, and I'm writing this down because are in place. And, you know, since 2013, you know, we've got a lot of things have had to happen. The Snowden revelations, you know, Heather and her crew did all this work back in 2012. The end of 2012, all of a sudden, Christmas Day, I think it was, boom, I get this document, I get this thing about so-and-so being dissolved, and then there's Brian Kelly and all this and all that, and Brian Kelly's involved, and he's now in, pardon me, somewhere in Indonesia. And but everyone has played their role, A.K., American Kabuki, he's also, his first name is Bill. He was exposing these bankers who were dropping out back in 2013. All these things were starting to roll. Then, of course, I was guided to take a journey in 2013 to the Turtle Island. We were there to dissolve some grids and set some new grids, I guess. And then all these other things were really falling into place on June 6th of 2013, that was when Ed Snowden started coming out. Some of the stuff started coming out about the mass surveillance by the NSA. Glenn Greenwald and all those wonderful people who were courageously doing that work. 6-5 was the day, that evening, I left to go to Oakland. Pardon me. To fly to Oakland to start the journey. And then on 6-6, all of a sudden, you know, I don't know, somewhere along the line, I didn't pay too much attention, but I just noticed that, well, there's this surveillance thing, and then eventually you find out that there's this guy Snowden who comes out with all these things. So, you know, that's a bit of the journey that has been happening since, you know, 2012, the end of 2012. That's a bit of what's been going on. So, you know, we've been doing lots of things, and we've been going over very different, you know, to different places, and we've each had our roles. You know, Heather and her crew eventually ended up to they went from some, I don't know where they were. They were in Morocco, or they went to Morocco and all this stuff, and then they've flown around different places, and I'm not even going to keep track of where they've been going. But this whole time right now has led up to this moment in November 2016 when the DJT, the Donald Trump, was kind of, we'll call him, placed into this office. I don't think he really expected to win it, but the whole thing is, I've talked about it before, this was the time for this person who is not part of the old, of the whole political deal in the U.S. This this was the time when he was to, when he came in. So, hold on a second. Pardon me, I had to cough. It's just been amazing to see what's happened in this past year. And this particular talk that he gave at Davos in Switzerland, I won't say it was explosive, but there were a lot of points in there that really indicated to me that it's very clear that this particular country called the United States of America is on a completely new path than it was during the past 8 years. So this is a new path. In other words, it's not a path of invading other countries. It's not a path of essentially going from weakness, which is what I view it as. It's going from a weak place to try and go into other countries like, let's see, what should we say? Oh, well, of course, we can tell Iraq. That was the Bush years, Iraq and Afghanistan. And, of course, everybody wants to go into Iran and blow up Iran for some reason, even though they've never attacked anybody for the last 500 years. But the other thing that happened was, you know, going into Ukraine. And then we all start learning about these things, into Georgia, you know, in kind of invading these countries. And a lot of it was to pester, to bug Russia. But Syria was one thing, and a lot of it, you know, it's all connected with drugs, and we find out now it's connected with human trafficking. There's all these businesses, all these things that are going on that are just have been going on, and we're all awake to them now. Many more people are awake to them now. And so this whole big octopus tentacles of things going here and going there to feed this big octopus is they're all being taken out. They're being taken down, if you want to call it that. All these things have been exposed, and both collectively and individually. And I've spoken before about some of the things that I've just been, you know, learning since in the last couple, 3 weeks, the last few weeks, about the CIA drug trafficking. That was the American-made movie. The connection, of course, with all that drug trafficking with MENA, Arkansas. The connection of MENA to the Clintons. And the connection, all these connections. And then we start learning more about the drug, the human trafficking. And of course, Pizzagate was a big deal before the 2016 election. That became a big deal as a result of the WikiLeaks unveilings. So that's, but that whole thing, that whole deal is like, that's how, you know, money obtained from human trafficking, money obtained from drug sales and all this drug business. Of course, that's why part of the reason we're in Afghanistan, that's part of the reason we've been in probably in Iraq, but all over the world, these things have funded this deep state. They have funded the deep state. So it's kind of like, now, you can disagree with anything I say, but all I can say is, to me, this is a great awakening. And I'm just, it's like, holy crap, this is really going on. And now that we're awake, now that we are awake to it, it's like, well, okay, here we go. It's kind of like now we can start going. Now we can, things can start moving. And in the past year, really, there's a lot of things that have been moving. In the past year, since that DJT, not only the election, but also on the 20th of, I believe it was 20th of January, there was the inauguration. I think so many more people have waked up to what's going on. And there is a group in there now who is willing, we'll say that they have the balls, whether they're men or women, black or white or Hispanic or whoever is working with this group, or galactic, these groups have the balls to do what needs to be done. And there are other people who have maybe not that alpha male type of ball situation, but, you know, we all have the cojones, the, in other words, we're willing to do what we need to do. And go where we need to go, be energy workers where we need to be energy workers. All of these things are going on. So I just wrote down, balls are present. You know, balls groups are present. That's what we are here to do. We are here to use our intent, our energetic work, our energetic things, our energetic deals. That to me is what many of us are here to do. And there's nothing wrong about saying the word balls, okay? We all have a masculine aspect and a feminine aspect, and sometimes we need the feminine aspect. And a lot of times I know ladies, women who have, you know, females who have more ball, I would say have stronger balls than some guys. They are willing to do what needs to be done. And it's just amazing. It's amazing to see this happen. So the group that's here now, again, to me, this has basically become kind of a military. David Wilcox talked about it, too, and Corey Good. It's kind of a basically kind of a military-type operation. Crap is going to be taken. If something needs to be done and you're not going to do it, that's why I think DJT, Donald Trump, has been successful in business. So he finds people to do the job. And if they don't do the job, they get fired. So essentially that's what's going on here. There's no political correct talk. There's no political correctness, any of that business. And that's what many of us have appreciated about what's been going on for the past year and a half. When starting, I remember hearing about, you know, the exposure of the media. Now, the media, the exposure of the media, the calling out of the media, you can meme it, everyone, you can name it or meme it, make a meme out of it, any kind of meme you want. But it's basically, when you say fake news, that just means propaganda. Propaganda has been going on for centuries. And you can say the Nazi Germany group maybe did very good at that too. But right now, we have that same kind of thing that's been going on for decades. And it is ending. It is ending. They are being called out. They are being essentially hammered. And it's not that, say, Trump himself is doing it, but we are all doing it by calling out many, many people that are calling out this propaganda. The propaganda meme is being called out, and it's been being called out since really before Donald Trump, but certainly as someone who is a presidential candidate, he was the only one I ever heard really calling it out like that. So, you know, there's just so much awakening happening. I mean, it's just the energies are so high on this planet that, you know, one day at a time, you know, it's like living one moment at a time is almost essential. You know, that's that to me is very important, and it's essential to be in the moment, take care of whatever needs to be taken care of in the moment, and that's really a lot of what I guess I've been doing personally. But we've all been doing this. So one thing that I was looking at a couple of these things. I put up a couple donation links for Heather and their group, you know, so they can pay rent or pay the rent. I think they have a B&B that they're staying in, or an air something or other, you know, things like that. They do have families that they're taking care of. So I will point out the very illuminating video where Lionel Nation interviews Dr. Jerome Cutterseed. I thought that was extremely, I would call it a very excellent video for myself. It's an hour long. If you want to download, I did make MP3s out of it, and I kind of boosted up the volume of Lionel. He had a challenge with his audio, so I did boost that up and put the MP3s of the show up there, too, if anyone wants to download those. Then there was the SGT report, which is a different kind of view of things going on. But the title that hit me, the Second American Revolution is upon us. And absolutely, this is it, baby. This is it. And this American Revolution, if you want to call it that, is a planetary revolution. It's not only a planetary revolution, it's a cosmic revolution. So, you know, there's all these, that's what I say, these are multi-levels. So I'm going to just make a note of that, revolutions. You know, there's an American, there's a global, there's a cosmic. And all these things are going on at the same time. They're all going on at the same time. And I'll also add to that, there's inner, you know, there's personal. And there's probably community revolutions going on. They're just internal. A lot of these are internal, but we're just changing the paradigm. The whole paradigm is changing at once. It's all changing, all levels, all those paradigms are changing at once. And I'm typing, sorry, at once. They're all changing simultaneously, everything all at once. So, you're darn straight I'm going to be excited. I'm feeling excited. I'm just feeling thrilled by the things that are going on. It's just like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is no more same old, same old. No more same old, same old anymore. And then, okay, here we go. We had that SGT report. That's what I just talked about. Then there was, let's see, what else? Then, all of a sudden, holy crap. Oh, yeah, okay, and I will say one other thing. I did post the Trump address video, so I had seen that earlier in the day. So that was something I was aware of early in the day. Okay, it was very uplifting. I highlighted a couple things, so feel free to listen to that and or read the transcript at the link provided. Then all of a sudden, this Gaia portal comes out. Gaia portal on the 27th. And the title is this. Gaia Faeries, F-A-E-R-I-E-S, return in fullness to the planetary surface. Now, I haven't really looked up the word fairy, but to me that means, you know, a kind of a devic being who lives. Let me just see if I can. I'm going to spell it the same way. Fairy. Yeah, it means fairy. A tiny, mischievous, imaginary being. It can mean the land or realm of the fairies. So it's like, to me, these are energy beings that are, you know, they have to wait to really perhaps unveil themselves fully until certain things have happened. But what really struck me, I'm going to read the whole thing. Gaia Faeries return in fullness to the planetary surface. Now, it could be that they were underneath, and now they come to the surface. So, caretakers are called and respond on all dimensional levels. And now that definitely can include us. That definitely includes us, all of us. Placids, peace, to me that means peacemakers, rise and soothe the uncomforts. You know, those who are uncomfortable or not seeing or feeling the pain, but also to basically help heal the pains. And then the last line is what really hit me. Green lights bathe and regenerate. Now, there were two parts to that. Green lights bathe and regenerate. A green light, we're bathing. The planet is beginning to be perhaps bathed in this green energy, the greening of the planet. But also, I just realized it was a green light. To me, that meant that said green light. We've been given the green light. The planet has been given the green light to take off. And I'll tell you what, that is what that really meant to me. That was a major deal. And I wrote that this has a primary meaning, for me at least, that the green light for the go-ahead, for the final clear-out of the old and bring in greening of the new planetary paradigm has been given. I don't know who gave it. Perhaps it's a group consciousness thing that's given it. But to me, that's the message. So, you know, we're on a brand new. We've been on one for a while, but this is kind of like this is a big green light. So prepare in the next few days. I can tell you, things are going to light up. Things are going to be unveiled. Things are going to light up. And it's not necessarily going to be comfortable for everybody. But that's not the point. The point is that, the green light being given to me means that we are moving ahead. And so, well, time to hold on just a second. I'm going to take a sip. I hope I turn the... Yeah, there we go. I just want to be sure I turn the speaker on. There we go. Hold on a second. Ooh, baby. Or the mic on. That's what I meant to turn on. I think I'm just going to keep this at 30 minutes. We're about ready to end the show, but I do appreciate everybody listening, and all I can say is these... Multi-level upgrades are definitely huge. They're immense. They are big. Immense meaning broad. They're encompassing. Everybody's feeling it. I've written before about kind of the needling energies going on. Things that need to come out, they are needled. We are being needled. So all of the stuff that we might have been holding on to is coming out and being exposed, and it's coming out. So we can either let that go and relax and enjoy the new paradigm, or we can try and hold on, and it's going to be painful, more and more and more painful. So, that's the primary message here too. So, we'll see where this goes. But hold on for the ride, baby. It's going to get more fun and more fun and more fun. So, we will talk later. And with that, we will say aloha with our beautiful performer, Brother Is, singing the sovereignty song, the inner sovereignty song, planetary sovereignty, and community sovereignty. All this song of sovereignty. E ala e. Aloha.
We the warriors born to live what the land is she can give. Defend our birthright to be free. Give our children liberty. E ala e a e a e a. E ala e a e a. Yeah.